The council's all the time working on this. It's been an ongoing issue for many, many years, but it's getting worse. It's a good healthy sign as well, actually, that the buses are stopping. I mean, you would have heard Mark there say today that 96 buses stop there on a Friday. I mean, that is ongoing, and that's not the tour buses that's going to the hotels. That's just our public transport, and it's fantastic, and it's great to see. But again, the problem is that the footpath is too narrow outside of the stop that's already there. The buses can't pull in. If they've got a drop down, say for wheelchair accessibility onto the buses, they have to come away from the footpath. That's then blocking the people behind them. So it's causing a kind of a backlog all the way around. So they have looked at alternative sites, and they had looked at two different sites. One of them now is more of a winner than another. So we're looking at that at the moment, and as I say, working very hard on that to ensure that that is done sooner rather than later. Parking and people parking in the bus space is not helping the buses either, because they can't get pulled in. So it's an issue. And then with the buses on one side of the road, and then you've got the taxis on the other. And so, and then there's a crossing right across the middle to get onto the Diamond. So it's extremely congested. So we have to try and alleviate an awful lot of the pressures that's there, and to help people get off the buses safely, get on the buses safely, and with their baggage and everything else as well. So there's a whole knock-on effect as this comes onto the town. So we want to really make sure that we have a proper facility for everybody and more comfortable for all concerned.
And Councillor, does it almost feel like you're almost stuck between a rock and a hard place, in the sense like you solve one problem and another problem pops up? But in this, you know, it's so important to get these buses coming through this area, and this is a service we've all been wanting, and it's big, it's very important, but we get them and all of a sudden there's traffic congestions and there's huge problems as a result of that. And it's both a sign of, I guess, of a good thing in one way, but a bad thing in another.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a sign of the times, and it's great to see so many people using the buses now, all over. And I mean, it's that rural link has just been tremendous to everybody. I mean, it's a social occasion for people as well. And I mean, you know, for people who are maybe at home in a rural area, that can come in and go into town and do a bit of shopping and walk around, it's fantastic for them. And it should be supported, and people are supported, and our younger people are using the buses much more than they would have been as well, you know, to access even clubs and bars and stuff as well, and different towns and villages. So it's creating a little economy on its own.